Podcasts have a problem. Think about it. How many podcasts did you start and abandon before you found this one? Every article that promises podcasting's greatest hits features the same 10 shows everyone's already heard of. And the podcast app that you're playing this on, they're recommending the same podcast to you that they are to your high school gym teacher. Heard FM, a personalized podcast app, believes you deserve a unique podcast experience with recommendations tailored to your interests. Because when you recommend the same thing to everyone, you're not giving anyone the attention they deserve. When you download the app, you'll set up your interest profile, and every Monday you'll receive a new batch of podcasts that are made just for you. So stop looking for podcasts. Heard FM already found them for you. Download Heard FM on iOS and Android now.
It's fucking cold out here. I should have grabbed a coat, but can't go back in now. What was that in there? I know you're dead and everything, but I could really use some kingly guidance right about now, and your son is not cutting it. Hello? God, this is stupid. You know, I wonder how you would feel about me marrying Hamlet if you were here. Then again, if you were here, none of this would be happening, but I think you liked me. And it kind of seemed like you liked everyone. You remember how you used to sneak me candy when I was a kid? I'd come walking along the stream and you'd be here in the garden, whistling and sweating in a way I'm sure Genevieve saw as completely unkingly. You'd name all the plants for me, give me a little bouquet to carry back to my room and put in the vase on my bedside table. And when Hamlet would yank my hair or beat me in a race around the palace, you would help me drop tiny pieces of sausage into Hamlet's coat pockets. So when he went outside, the dogs would chase him all over the yard and you wouldn't know why. I know he was your son, but was I your favorite? You don't have to answer that. Not like you can answer any of this. God. This isn't me. I'm not the person who talks to ghosts. That's something crazy people do, and I am not crazy. Did you ever think about it? The stream? All the time you were down here. Were you hoping it might wash away everything that came with your title? So that for once, you might just be a person?
What the fuck are you doing? Don't you ever do something like that to me again!
I'm sorry, I wasn't trying to. I'm sorry.
Hey. Here. Have my coat. You scared the shit out of me. Are you okay?
No. Definitely no.
Do you want to talk about it?
Not really.
Do you want me to leave?
Not really. I thought you were supposed to be at your bachelor party.
It wasn't really my scene.
It had alcohol and women who are most likely missing a lot of clothing. That is exactly your scene.
And lasers. And wolves. But, yeah. Well, things change. You're supposed to be at a party too. Not going for a late night swim.
Party's a laughable word for the ring of hell I just escaped from.
That bad, huh?
I'm thinking of revising Dante's Inferno to add it as the ninth ring.
Was it my mum?
It was everything. Like, ever since we got back home, nothing's familiar. I mean, the palace looks exactly the same, but without your dad, you see this place for what it is. Just a place.
I keep turning corners, expecting to see him walking down the hall. But he's never there. It's just...
empty air.
Right. You remember the day we finished that treehouse?
You nearly pushed me out of it.
The sign clearly said no girls allowed.
Yeah, well, allowed was spelled incorrectly, which made your argument null and void.
Null and void, huh? Where's that lawyer brain been on finding us this loophole?
I'm trying.
Whoa, hey, more jokes. I'm sorry, come here. Amateur hour at the Apollo is officially over. I'm sorry. I'm not used to this.
What?
Us. Being nice to each other.
It has been a while.
You know, it's funny. I can't even remember why we stopped being friends.
I thought we were done with jokes.
I'm not joking. One day everything was fine, the next you're not speaking to me, and I don't know why.
It was right after you won class marshal.
Yeah, we were 14.
God, you really don't remember. I wanted to be class marshal. You weren't even running, but I knew everyone was going to vote for you anyway, because you were funny and popular and attractive.
You thought I was attractive? I had braces back then.
Everyone thought you were attractive back then, Hamlet. It's not the point.
Okay. Sorry. What's the point?
The point is I didn't stand a chance of winning with you in the race. So I taught you. And you said you didn't even want the job and that when we had to give our speeches to the student body, you would withdraw from running and tell everyone to vote for me.
Okay. Well, if I said something stupid in that speech, I'm sorry. I don't even remember giving it.
Because you didn't. Day of, you didn't even show up. And because you weren't there, most of the student body didn't come either. I worked so hard on that speech. I even asked your dad to read it. And he said it was good. And no one was even there to hear it. The next day, everybody voted and you won. You couldn't even be bothered to show up and you won anyway.
God. Ophelia, I am so sorry.
Yeah, well, it doesn't really matter now anyway, does it? It was a long time ago, and I can't be class marshal anymore.
No, you can't. But you can be queen.
Very funny.
I'm being serious.
Hamlet, I understand political marriages. But your parents had one, and look at the ways it fell apart. I don't want that. I know if you just give me a little more time, I can find this loophole.
I don't want a loophole.
Okay, well, I don't want a political marriage.
Neither do I.
Then I don't understand what you're saying.
Every day that you have been in my life has been better. Since getting back home, literally everything has sucked. My mum, my uncle, this whole stupid country is a mess. But when I wake up in the morning, and I realize that I'll get to see your face, I know I can do it.
Do what?
Anything.
Hamlet?
Yes?
I'm gonna kiss you now.
Yeah. Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Come on.
Tandon Productions presents His Royal Faken Highness. Episode 7. Something Old, Borrowed, and Blue.
Oh, Your Majesty, forgive me, I didn't...
Hello, Father.
Ophelia, lovely time for a walk.
Indeed.
We were just heading to bed.
Yes, Yes, he was just walking me to my room, which is a normal thing for a fiancé to do.
Certainly.
Although, Ophelia, perhaps you'd like to walk me to my room. It is the 21st century, after all. It is your turn to be the gentleman.
And I am nothing if not a modern woman.
Great.
Great.
Well, I will let you be on your way. Sounds like there is a lot of walking in your future. Good night.
Good night, Dad.
Good night, Ophelia's dad. Dad-in-law. Good morning to you, too.
I was just checking.
Checking what?
That you were real. That you were really here. That I'm really here.
I'm here.
I think we broke the rules.
What rules?
So it's agreed. Celibacy.
Oh.
We shook on it at everything.
Let me think. Oh, that rule. Yeah, I don't care. I was never really one for rules to begin with. Besides, didn't you have fun last night? Was it everything you ever dreamed of?
Oh, please. This was always your fantasy.
I mean, yeah.
Are you serious?
I thought about it once or twice. You never pictured it.
Nope.
Not even when we were fake engaged.
Especially not then.
Never even dreamed of it?
No.
Really?
Really. Really.
The lady doth protest too much, methinks.
Meathead.
Buzzkill.
Booze for brains. If we were fake engaged before, what are we now?
What are we now talk? I can't say I've had too many of these talks before.
Well?
Did I say many? I meant any. I can't say I've had any of these talks before.
What? Did you use up all your romantic charm last night?
No, I have more. I'm just not used to this. But I am trying.
You said last night you wanted to marry me.
Did I? That doesn't sound like me.
Okay, that's it.
Wait.
I'm going. No, come on, we really should get up. You've got a coronation to get ready for, and I've got a date at the library with a stack of books taller than you.
Why are you going to the library?
Hello, loophole.
I might not know exactly what we are, but one thing I do know, we don't need a loophole.
So, you want to get married before the coronation?
Oh, well, I don't.
Exactly. It's just in case. You know I love.
Love what?
A backup plan. Plus, I don't ever give up on puzzles. I do the crossword in pen.
Hey, listen. If you don't find this mythical loophole and we have to get married, I will marry you. For real.
That's how you propose?
Come on, I'm being serious. If I have to get married to take the throne, I don't want to marry anyone else.
And if we don't have to get married right away?
Then how would you like to go out with the king?
It's a date.
So sorry. God, my eyes.
Oh, it's not what it looks like. Or, no, it is. It's exactly what it looks like. I am kissing my fiancé goodbye. That's very normal. So, I guess we can say it now. Do you want to tell him, Hamnet? Or should I? I mean, I'm fine. Either way, Hugh, what I'm trying to say is that Hamnet and I weren't exactly really... But now we are. And it's, like, new and what, but also good. And I'm sure this is weird to hear. together now, I guess, for real, right? Why are you laughing?
Yeah, Who knows?
Yeah, but I really was enjoying listening to you explain it. You can continue if you want.
Okay, you guys suck. I'll see you later.
Dude!
I know.
Dude!
I know!
Dude!
I know!
You did it! You actually did it!
Oh, you don't have to sound so surprised.
I'm sorry. I'm just so excited for you. For both of you.
Me too.
So, what now?
I don't know, man. I've never felt this way about someone before. And I know how fucking cheesy that sounds, but it's so true, I don't even care. Ugh, getting to wake up next to her was the best thing that has happened since spring break freshman year.
Damn, that's pretty high praise. So, I guess the bachelor party was kind of a success.
I guess so. How was the rest of the night?
It was all right. Gil was bummed after you left, but the players helped him get through it.
I'm sure they did.
Clarence kept asking for you too after you left. He got pretty drunk and just kept saying your name, like, over and over again.
Yeah, I've got a pretty good idea of what he wants to say.
Sorry, I didn't mean to kill your good mood.
No, I need to deal with this. And sooner is better than later. Plus, I gotta get my mom to lay off Ophelia. Can you call my mother? Have her meet me in the dining room?
Of course.
Can you also tell the kitchen to make a ton of coffee?
Right away. Anything else?
Yeah. I also want pancakes.
I'll let them know, Your Highness.
You don't have to call me that, you know.
Yeah, I know. But you're kind of starting to earn it.
Good morning, Hamlet.
Mother, you took your time getting down here. Shall I have the kitchen heat up the coffee?
No need, dear. I feel quite awake.
Please, have a seat.
Did you enjoy your party last night?
Parts of it. I imagine I had a little more fun than Ophelia had at hers.
Poor Dove. She must have gotten sick at some point. She disappeared to the bathroom and never came back.
You didn't think to send someone to check on her?
She's an adult. I'm sure she can take care of herself.
You're right, Mum. She can. But luckily, she has me now.
How lovely.
I didn't call you here to talk about Ophelia.
No?
I know. I know about you and Clarence.
Oh, Hamlet, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, but I think you do. You're having an affair with my uncle. Your dead husband's brother, Clarence.
Watch your mouth.
You don't have any right to control what I say. How long has it been going on? Since Dad died? Before?
Hamlet, how could you say that? We would never do something like that to you, to him.
But there is a we.
Hamlet, your father was a great man.
Don't.
I came to love your father, but it was an idolizing love. I loved him because he was a good king and a kind father, not because he was a caring husband. He was never cruel to me, but I would sit on the throne next to him and feel so alone. It is a feeling I vowed to protect you from.
Either tell me the truth or stop talking.
With Clarence, it was so different. While your father was consumed with work, Clarence was there for me. He saw me, made me feel like a person again. It was a feeling I'd never had with your father. Before I knew, I was deeply in love.
Love? You love him?
We never wished your father any ill will, but when he died, it was like I was being handed a second chance at happiness.
And how convenient that the happiness you found came with a crown for Clarence.
He's taking it on for you. Can't you see that? This all-consuming work, the feeling of an entire country on your shoulders, it ate your father up from the inside out. I couldn't bear to see you live through that. I want you to live a life outside these walls. I want you to find love outside of the shadow of the crown. And if you weren't married, you couldn't be king. Oh, Hamlet, I know this is a lot to hear, and I don't expect you to understand, but...
Why weren't you just honest with me?
I told you, I didn't think you were ready to be king.
No. I mean about everything. Clarence, Ophelia, my father. People were hurt because of your lies.
That was never my intention.
The funny thing about intention doesn't matter much once action sets in.
So let's start over. Please, Hamlet, not just for the country, for our family.
I'm marrying Ophelia, and you have to live with that. Just like I have to live with the fact that my dad is dead and that you're having an affair with my uncle.
Hamlet, you're not.
I know what you think. I know that truth. This is mine. You can accept it, or you can leave the palace.
You would kick out your own mother.
I can't have an enemy of the throne living inside these walls.
But Hamlet...
And if you want to stay, you will end your relationship with Clarence.
Hamlet.
Let me know your decision as soon as you have one.
Oh! Hello, Hamlet.
Speak of the devil and he'll haunt you till your dying day.
Someone's in a good mood this morning.
Oh, you brought coffee. You're my hero.
Late night?
Something like that.
So the bridal shower went well?
Not even a little bit.
Oh, no?
Genevieve and her ladies-in-waiting put me through the courtly ringer. I left after Lady Fortinbras cornered me in the bathroom.
Oh, kinky.
You've been spending too much time with Hamlet and Gil. Last night, those ladies-in-waiting were more like ladies-in-hating, am I right?
Two thumbs way down.
Don't be mean. My coffee hasn't kicked yet.
Okay, so if you left the party, what did you get into last night? Or should I say, who got into you?
Oh my God, Leo, that's perverse.
Was it Hamlet? Did you sleep with Piggy?
Please don't call him that.
Oh, my God! I can't believe Dad was right.
What are you talking about?
He came home far too excited that he literally ran into you two walking down the hall, making googly eyes at one another.
Oh, my God.
Caught like a couple of teenagers.
I can't tell if I'm going to scream or throw up.
I can't believe it finally happened. You slept with him. You had sex with Hamlet.
Do you have to say it like that?
Like what?
With so much glee.
I do. You had sex with Hamlet. You had sex with Hamlet. You had sex
Leo.
With...
I get it.
This is just like my novel, An Inconvenient Attraction.
Oh, is that supposed to be an inconvenient truth reference?
You know, An Inconvenient Attraction actually came out first, so theoretically it... No, wait. Stop trying to change the subject. I need details, please.
Well, Leo, when a man and a woman love each other very much, sometimes they decide
Excuse
to...
Excuse me, but when an impossible event occurs akin to balancing a tractor on a single egg, one is entitled to ask how.
Fine. I left the bridal party, sort of a mess, and walked down to the stream where the treehouse is to go for a walk and talk to no one. And I almost fell in the water.
What?
And suddenly Hamlet was there. And he saved me.
It's just like they say. Nothing bonds like trauma.
It was almost like... He's always been around, but this was the first time his presence felt like he was coming when I really needed him. You know? We talked for a little bit. One thing led to another. And before you know it, I woke up in his bed this morning.
Oh. I feel like you might have skipped a couple of steps in the middle, but I'll allow it because you're my sister and I don't want to throw up this early in the morning. Oh, I'm so excited.
Why are you so excited?
Hello, because I called it. Literally 4 years, I have been calling it, and you finally picked up.
Nice one.
Thank you. Now, the most important part, make or break, how was the kiss?
Ah, it was honestly amazing. We kissed, and it was like... A vote?
Ooh, Political, I see. A little roleplay never hurt nobody.
What? No, I'm not talking about the kiss. I found it.
Found what?
The loophole. Oh, my God, all this time it was so simple, I can't believe I missed it.
Well, let's hear it.
The current law is that the coronated heir must be married by their coronation. But Braylon's constitution is a living document. So any of the laws can be changed by a unanimous vote in Parliament. All we have to do is get Parliament to vote to change the law. Then Hamlet can be king.
Why would they vote to change it, though?
Someone would have to bring forth the movement with reasonable cause. Basically, Hamlet would have to convince Parliament that he would be a better king than Clarence.
Oh, that easy, hmm? Guess you won't have to marry Piggy after all.
Oh, you're right. What a relief. Hey, you.
Hey. God, it's so good to see you after the morning I've had.
Yeah? Coronation planning got your head in a whirl.
Oh, I haven't even had time to think about it. I was too busy nearly banishing my own mother.
What?
I don't want to get into it right now. I just want to be here with you, and that's it.
Okay. I think I can help with that. So, listen. I have something I need to tell you too.
Now is not the time to tell me you have crabs.
What?
Thank God, that was really going to put a damper on my afternoon plans.
Pam, I'm being serious.
Me too.
About what?
I am so sick of liars, you know, like... Yeah, at school I was a frat star and a beer king and a player. Just a little, not a crazy amount, don't worry about it. Look, my point is, I have been a lot of things, but I am not a liar, and neither are you. And that's part of why I like you so much. You always tell me how it is. When I need the truth, I know I can trust you.
Well...
I want to promise you something.
That you don't have crabs?
No.
No, you do have crabs.
You have got to let me finish the sentence from time to time if this is going to work.
Fine. Yes. Go on.
You have always kept me honest. That's not the easiest thing or the nicest thing, but you've never been afraid to tell me what you think, even with my title. I want to promise you something. I want to promise you I'll do that too, okay? I can't promise I'm not going to fuck this up, but I can promise that I'll keep things honest between us.
I promise too.
Yeah, I know. This isn't new for you.
Hamlet,
look, I know you think I've never been serious about anything in my life, but I'm serious about this. I'm serious about you.
What about Lady...
Don't finish that sentence, O. I want you. You must know that by now.
I'm serious about you too.
Good. Now what did you want to tell me?
This episode was written by Alex Wisenhunt and directed by Marissa Tandon. It featured Jacqueline Emerson as Ophelia, Patrick Olson as Hamlet, Nate Ballard as Peter, Dallas Seeker as Hugh, Lee Richards as Genevieve, Dylan McCollum as Clarence, and Noah Kaplan as Leo. Until our next episode, you can visit tandonproductions.com and join us on social media at @officialHRFH.